Asian American students often get stereotyped. They get perfect grades, go to Ivy League schools, you know, the whole model minority myth. And that's what it is, a myth. Now, that myth can hide serious academic problems that some Asian American students experience. That's what makes efforts in Seattle stand out for bringing those challenges out of the shadows. Anna Boyko-Wyrock has our story.
Sam Lai is a senior at the University of Washington and always on the go. He works three jobs, takes a full course load, and plans to graduate on time. But that wasn't the case when he was a freshman and nearly flunked out.
I was taking pretty hard classes early on, and I was commuting really far, and I thought I could manage it, but I couldn't.
Lai was living with his parents far from campus. He says he didn't want to waste the money they made working on paying for the dorms. He felt overwhelmed, but didn't think his problems compared to what his parents took on, arriving as refugees with nothing.
I really took that to heart, that I can handle this if they can handle it. But they didn't ever tell me that they had a community behind them of their entire family, their extended family. So I felt really isolated. I thought, I'm supposed to do this on my own.
Poverty, isolation, the pressure to excel. Some Asian students face these problems, but statistics can hide them by treating Asian Americans as a monolith. Break up the numbers, though, and you'll see students with East Asian and Indian backgrounds doing better, and those with heritage from Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam struggling more. So here in the Puget Sound region, there's a push to advocate for underserved students. Ex-Sisavati runs a program advising Asian American and Pacific Islander students at the Highland Community College near Seattle.
The cool thing is the ISBN number.
At the school bookstore, Sisavati right meets an incoming freshman of Filipino descent who recently got his GED.
This is what we're going to grab, then we'll go online.
He's showing the student how to bargain shop for textbooks. Sisavati works one-on-one with students, along with Asian American neighborhood groups. The Coalition of Advocates here also runs a college fair, encouraging students to apply for higher ed. Sisavati says one common hurdle is a mindset in some Southeast Asian communities that prioritizes getting a job above a degree.
When you're able to work, you do work, and you find work to help and bring back to support the family. And that's been very successful to many of our communities. You know, you got 2-3 working folks in one household supporting one another.
So some students don't see college in their future. And for those who do, being less aware of financial aid deadlines and not having family experienced with the process can create real snags. One missed deadline can derail everything.
They're too late for their funding, so they have to wait. So what do they do? They get a job.
And higher ed never happens. Still, there's this idea that Asian Americans breeze through school. For him, Sisavati says his life didn't fit that stereotype.
Because I'm more than just Asian American and others' perception of what an Asian American is. You know, I am Lao American. I'm a refugee. I've got 8 siblings. I've got a mom that works night and day, hardly seeing her children.
The model minority myth hides Jessica Doe's struggles, too. She's a freshman at the University of Washington and the first in her family to go to college. The Vietnam War stopped her parents' education.
When they came here, it was pretty much just their high school diplomas. They didn't have the time or the money to go to college in America.
Doe came to the U.S. when she was 9.
It was a really, really tough transition because I didn't speak any English. And then I was kind of thrown into the American school system immediately.
Now in college, she's interning with the Southeast Asian Education Coalition.
I think it's my moral and civic duty to do what I can to give back and just try to make the system better for people who don't have the same opportunities as myself.
For senior Sam Lai, who we heard from at the beginning of this story, he says he knows how the mentoring can pay off. It's what's kept him in university, he says.
I actually want to go to school now and pursue something. And have a community of friends to see that through and support me.
Now he gives back the same way, helping other Asian American students and showing their campus and the rest of the world a more nuanced view of Asian American student life. For The World, Anna Boyko-Wyrock, Seattle.